My name is Ariana. I'm 17 years old. Today is December 4th, and I'm speaking with Latara, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Conway, South Carolina. All right. First question. What are you proudest of?
I'm proud to feel that you are graduating from high school and going off to college.
Oh, that answers
very smart.
My next question. Are you proud of me?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite memory of me? What was the story?
I got to go into detail.
Yes.
A wee learning walk.
Wasn't that with a Twinkie?
Yep. He used the food, wee food to make you walk. He was greedy. Yep.
Who had a big influence in your life? And what did they teach you?
Let me see. Who had a big influence on my life? My mother. Help me not take no jump for nobody.
Ghetto. For your great 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 grandkids. Yes. Is there any wisdom you want to pass on to them? And what is it?
Don't be going up there. Nope. Stay out of trouble. The trouble is easy to get into and very hard to get out of. Please stay in school and get an education. And,
education, right.
Treat people how you want to be treated. In general, and give people a chance. Don't think negative for people just because other people think negative for them. You know, give people a chance. And let me see what else I can say. Just be a good human being in general.
I was on that other question. It was depressing. How would you like to be remembered?
How would I like to be remembered? Being who I am.
Okay. Period. Pyramid, all brick.
Say what now?
Pyramid, no brick. Is what we say now.
What is that?
We used to be, you know, like, period. Like, for real. Absolutely.
Oh.
Period, no brick.
Okay.
Or period, no tampon.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, period, no tampon, or period, poo.
Just remember me when I am. Not, don't remember me, you know. Just paying me money.
Do you have any regrets?
Yeah, everybody has regrets. You know?
Yeah.
Every day.
For real.
You know? A lot of things people regret. You know, regrets can't change it, so.
No regret.
Move on.
Okay.
And try to do better.
What are your hopes for my future and my children's future? Future children's future.
I hope that you live a long time. I hope that you find love.
Oh, God, no.
I hope that you be successful in life.
Okay.
And?
Give me my blessing.
Yep.
I would hope the same for my children, too. Because I don't want no bums in the street. That ain't it.
That's what I hope. And I hope y'all healthy. Yep.
Don't no AIDS cases out here. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
My family.
My child. Especially Ariana. Oh, her. Got you. What's one of your happiest memories?
What?
Your happiest memory. Better be when you had your kids.
My happiest memories. When I had my kids. Oh, my Lord. Not doing the time, but, you know, seeing y'all was happy, made me happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Did I ask you this one? What are some of the most important lessons you've learned?
Yeah, you're asking it.
Oh, well, I did kind of ask you that. Are there any traditions that have been passed down in the family? I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, but we don't keep them anymore. Cause we always just, I know Mama cooked every Sunday, a big meal every Sunday. But we don't really do it anymore.
Yeah.
Mama used to cook every Sunday. I don't know,
but every Sunday, that's a lot.
Every Sunday, Mama used to cook every Sunday. Mama used to cook every Sunday. Every Sunday.
That's too much cooking.
Yup.
You said I gained 20 pounds working at cookout.
Huh?
I gained 20 pounds working at cookout. I went and looked at the scale. I said, ooh, Lord. So I'm not eating there no more.
Told you. Told you about the burgers.
Haven't eaten there since. Do you know, what are some family stories or jokes or songs? I mean, I know y'all always talking about when y'all lived in West Ridge. Memories from there.
I don't know, I remember we used to, I remember when VHS tapes was out. Yeah, this was a long time ago. And, we used to all watch movies on a weekend, and then Nathan would come in there. He would always go see the movie at the movies, and then he'd come in there. And we were like, oh God, here we go. He about to tell the whole movie. He used to do that all the time, cause he always would see it before we would. And I remember we used to have the runner. You know, a runner, they used to have the plastic runner. It's kind of like a plastic runner. And then it would have spikes under it. And we used to turn it over and wait for Mama to walk in, because she always just take her shoes off by the door. And so when she stepped on it, and we would be sitting down like nothing was going on.
Looking.
You can't tell if it was turned over or not. And so when she used to step on that thing, who did this?
Are you talking about one of those carpets?
It's a runner. It's a plastic runner. The old school people know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what that is.
It's a long runner. Like,
yeah, I don't know what that is.
For you to step on, yeah. So you won't walk on the carpet, like the most high traffic area.
You know, like a long carpet, see, it's going across the
But they had a plastic one.
Plastic instead of the carpet.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah,
one of those.
Yeah, classic one, but and then it had spikes on the bottle.
Grandma, didn't Grandma still have that? A few years in her other house, when she had that house?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
And, yeah, I remember we used to go to, what was the question now?
Do you have any classic family stories, jokes, or songs?
Oh. Yeah, we used to go to, Yeah, that was one joke we used to pull.
Yes.
So she got hip to it. Yup. And stories, yeah, I used to steal Mama's car.
Girl!
She was always come home and take a nap from work. You know, she was a nurse.
Trifling.
Yeah, and I used to steal her car and have it back before she wake up, because I always know when she woke up, what time she woke up. So I would set my alarm.
I'm about to do that.
Yeah, no, because I always keep my keys. She's hanging her keys up in the kitchen. So, yeah.
I don't know how to drive anyway.
Yeah, you don't.
Well, this question is the same, so I'll skip that one. I'll skip that one too. It's the same. Did you have a nickname, and how did you get it?
My nickname was Boo Boo when I got it from my daddy.
Boo Boo.
And I don't know why he gave me that nickname, but that's what he called me to the day.
Maybe you was a ghost.
Boo-boo.
What was one of the worst things you ever did as a child?
Oh, let me see. Worst things I ever did.
And as a child, I was bad.
But we all did bad stuff. I don't have a reason. Oh, I know. I remember when we snuck into the pool when the pool was closed at night. We snuck into the pool and the police had came and took us to the police station. And we was all ashy and dry and so embarrassed.
For being in the pool?
Yes. Being in the pool overnight, it was at nighttime, the pool was closed, so we broke in.
Burglary.
Yeah, we broke in the pool.
Burglary? What are you still in? Pool time?
Yeah, but we could have drowned or anything because there was no lifeguards there. We didn't belong there. Yeah.
Ghetto.
We got our butt tore up.
What was one of your happiest memories as a child?
Going to Whiteville to spend time with our family. We always used to have family gatherings.
All right, and what was one of your worst memories as a child? I got beat up on the bus.
Yeah, that's right. my worst memory as a child when Mama House burnt down. Yep. That was my worst memory. I remember. We was supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And Mommy couldn't find the keys. Yeah. Because we lived down the road. And she would always drop us off there. You know. So, because she went to work. And for some reason, she could not find the keys. And she was looking for those keys. Late for work.
Was this before or after I was born?
You know that was after you was born.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
As soon as we heard, boom.
See, that was the guardian angel looking out for me.
As soon as we heard something go boom and the ground shook because it was a gas leak. It was the gas heater gun. And that's when she found the keys.
I didn't know you
seen a big thing of smoke fire up in the air. It was so scary. You didn't know who house it was. We went down there and that's when we seen Mama House on fire. Everybody outside. Fonda was in the house. Nate was in the house. Nate had saved Fonda.
because the roof had fell on her. That's when Neil had went through her. You know, she got that mark on her eye. Yeah, he had saved her, and he got marks on because he had on a windbreaker. So that's how he got those marks and stuff on him. Because he saved Sonya. And if not, she would die in there. So that was my worst memory. Could have been dead.
I could have been dead.
Yep, you would never been born.
Wait, but I thought you said you already had me.
I didn't have you. Why was... I'm being babysitted. What are you talking about, Hope?
No, that's what I asked you. He was like, you know you was already born.
No, you wasn't born. Why would I be a babysitter if you born?
That's what I was saying. That's what I was about to say. I didn't know you lived with her after you had me.
No.
All right. What is your life going to be like when you're older? Oh, wait. What did you... Wait. Yeah. What is your life going to be like when you're older?
I don't know. Do you know the future?
No, I wish I do.
Nobody knows the future.
You gonna be partying all night?
No,
every day.
I don't know what my life is gonna be like, cause I don't know if I'm gonna still be here. Older, how? Like which? What age?
I don't know.
I don't even know what my life is gonna be like next year, cause I just don't know. Nobody can tell the future. So.
All right. And this one is the same.
Well,
it keeps asking the same.
My life to be like, you know, I can tell you that, but I don't know what my life is going to be like.
You got any other stories from your childhood? Good stories. I don't want to be depressed.
Let me see.
Ooh, what about that the story where you didn't you fight these boys for Jim Murray?
Yeah, I always fight for my brother. And I used to beat up boys all the time. That was a tomboy. I used to hang in a tree. Yep. Remember when I fell out the tree off the zip line and then going...
Broke your arm?
No, with my wrist. Yeah.
But somebody at work just broke their wrist from punching a brother.
Wow.
It broke the whole wrist, too. And now they're $1,000 in debt. Because they just turned 18 and they lost their Medicaid, so they got to pay it.
They lost their Medicaid at 18?
Yeah, that's what we were saying. You should have it 2 years, at least like 20-something.
Yeah,
that don't sound right. They're lying. Yeah, well, the hospital people said it's not activated. It's not active.
That's because they probably didn't
yeah, that's what I said.
They probably didn't fill out the papers that came this time because
you got to re-register.
You don't get off Medicaid at no 18. That's a lie right there. So...
We told him.
They in this state. What do you mean?
They get married at 21.
I'm just still on Medicaid.
Tell me the story of when you first saw me, when I was first born.
I already told you the story of when I first saw you. I thought you were funny with me.
Girl, what?
Mm-hmm.
I was a pretty baby.
Yeah, you wound up being a pretty baby, too, but you were just funny looking. Like, I don't know.
That's what you thought about your child.
Yeah. Like, so daddy, I was like, why does he look like that?
What, was I too white?
Yeah, and you was like, you had blonde hair and stuff. He was bald. He was bald, but with blonde hair at the same time. You know?
Just,
you looked at funny. You looked at funny, and then when they, you know, like, I don't know, you was real white. I never, you know, but you was cute, but you was just funny looking. I think it was your head. Maybe the way your head came out. The shell shape. Because, you know, they shake your head and stuff.
Head.
I think your head shake like a lemon.
So what if I stayed looking like that with blonde hair and then pale white? They would be like, who child is that?
White.
Mm-hmm. Like, who child is that?
Yeah, you look like a ghost. Like, what is that? Wow, you seen no pictures? But you was even lighter than that, you know, when you was first born. I was like, wow.
Y'all seen a picture with, I was with grandma, and I looked like a Chinese baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, is your daddy Asian or something?
Mm-hmm.
I said no.
Imagine when Quiet was a baby. They always thought he was Chinese. They always asked, was he, Chinese and black? No. Mm-mm.
Oh, Camila. Mm-hmm. What was I like as a child?
Good, like, what, baby or child?
I think child meaning a little older. A little older. And do you remember a time when I made you angry, too?
A lot. You was bad. Very bad. Very bad, bad in school.
Matter of fact, my,
the fight, the teachers, did you punch the, principal?
No, I punched the teacher.
Yeah, you punched the teacher.
The principal was in the room, but
yeah.
I waited till she moved.
And then they chased you. You ran out of school. They had to chase you.
I didn't get a write-up for it. I don't know how, because the principal just now, she printed out all my whole, like, disciplinary thing all the way from high school all the way back to elementary.
Oh,
and me and my friends were reading them from elementary, and they're so funny. Like, there's this one that was, like, the boy, he was looking at me, and then I yelled out, "What you looking at?" Because he was staring hard, boy. He was like this.
And you dang on, I remember that time you threw your book bag out the
door. Yes, that one.
Oh, yeah.
No, actually, I was there. I was like, I bet you I'll throw my book bag out the window. They was like, you won't. So I threw it out the window.
Like, why? You used to leave your coat. I think you used to leave them on purpose because you didn't feel like carrying them.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't used to leave them on purpose. I just used to forget them. Like, I forgot my coat at cookout. So I take them off and I just forget.
You was bad as a child. You was bad all the way up until you stopped being bad, girl.
Middle school.
Think about middle school, you started getting better.
Well, no, I went when I left to Florida, fifth grade.
Yeah,
when I left to Florida, I stopped being bad in Florida. No. When I went to Florida, they were like, because I was supposed to go back into the special classes that I was in before, the behavioral classes, but they was like, if I can behave, they won't put me in there.
Yeah.
So I stopped, and they didn't. My man's not pink.
I remember that time you hit Antonio upside the head with, Lord Jesus.
Okay.
Hey, we gonna thing. Please. That's what I'm trying to never ask you. Because I heard you know you were gonna say something, a cuss word.
I said you have
angry. Did you? Are you recording that?
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's right. No, I have to wait until afterwards to edit it.
Well, it makes you fail with it.
Alright. How has being a parent changed you? Real, I stopped
fighting.
It
may not be selfish. But I don't think of myself anymore. And I do not sleep hard anymore. Even still now, I still don't sleep hard. Just because. You know? I used to sleep all through the night, but now I still do not sleep all through the night.
I remember I used to ask you questions when you were half asleep, because I knew you would say yes. Yeah, one time I did that, I got in trouble because my daddy... He put me on punishment, and I came to you when you were asleep to ask if I could go to Cameron's house. And you said, yeah, and I came back. And he said, you thought you were going to punish me. I'm like, Mama said I can go. And then my punishment got lengthened.
Somebody, when you're sleeping, you know they're going to just say yes to anything to get you away from there so they can sleep. Otherwise, don't bother coming in. I don't even remember that.
What were you most surprised by? With parenthood. These kids are devils.
No. I was most surprised by, let me see. I don't know, because I've been around kids, so it's like nothing surprised me. I don't think. Maybe how much y'all can eat.
Especially me.
Yeah, no kids can eat so much.
That's no. Me. I just eat.
What were the hardest moments when I was growing up?
Keeping you out of trouble.
Yeah, I was about to say.
That was the hardest moment. Coming to that schoolhouse all the time, hitting them phone calls.
Oh, God. She's acting up again.
Again.
Every day.
Every week. Every other day, you were in trouble.
Okay, well, I used to get in trouble for stupid stuff.
Yes.
She would just be bothering me.
What is she doing again?
Like, I would just be home and she'd be get mad. I can't help it.
Oh.
What else?
You went bad when you was, like, you know, younger. I don't, you just start doing bad.
I know.
You wasn't a bad baby or nothing. It just came from out of nowhere. Cause that, when you was a baby, you was so good. You didn't cry or nothing like that. You know?
I was probably watching Quad.
You know, you used to sit in your little vibrating thing, and I used to sit in there and used to watch cartoons. And when you got sleepy, all you did was stare up at the ceiling and went to sleep. You ain't crying nothing. You was a good baby. It's like, as soon as you hit school, that's when everything is, I didn't know you was going to be that bad in school.
Well, maybe I was used to...
Like, what, you saved it for school or something?
I don't know, maybe because I got around a different kid. It was mostly I used to get in trouble for talking all the time, so I just like talking to people. Well, not no more, but I used to. I used to like talking to people.
I know. Somebody don't like talking to people now.
Would you raise me differently if you can go back in time?
Yeah.
Why? Well, you would have been more strict. I came out good, so.
I would have been a little bit more strict. A little bit more strict, and I would head to church more.
In church? Girl, no.
Jesus.
Matter of fact, Jessica was supposed to call me for church.
Did she?
No. Baldhead. I ain't gonna go anyways, because she'd be there all day.
So, yeah, you got either.
Yeah, but still. Yeah, but I don't want to be there from 8 a.m. to, like, 10.
I think she does that anymore.
I hope not, because... Yeah, we used to be there, like, more than 12 hours.
Go all day.
I'm like, dang, I just want to go home.
That's a whole work shift for me.
Yep. It's too much church in one day. And what? A whole week of church. A week
for real.
Yeah, man. I was mad up there. Why not do a week of church?
What are your dreams for me? Oh, yeah. To become successful.
Yeah.
What advice would you give me for when I have my own children about raising kids?
You're not a bad mom. You're great. Yeah, right. You're not you.
Me.
She's a good at manipulating.
Me.
And, let me see. You all in the same. No favoritism.
Why not?
Because.
The youngest deserves extra attention. Well, that's not fair because the older ones, they've had more time.
Treat them all the same.
Nah, I'm not gonna treat.
That affects you. Asking me questions.
I'm not gonna treat a 5-year-old the same as a 10-year-old.
No, I'm talking about with the same, like just the same. You don't understand what I'm saying, see? That's why you're asking me this question, and I'm trying to tell you you know? See, that's why I say treat them all the same, because now we have this token thing right here that thinks she can get away with everything.
I can. And that is. No, I don't. I don't even do nothing bad.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I just mind my business and go in school.
Talk a lot.
You a lie. I'm always in my room.
Very rebellious.
Rebellious? That's all your other kids, other than me. Oh, well, there's like two more questions left. So what advice do you wish you could give your younger self?
My younger self. Stay away from boys.
Heard. You're gonna ruin your future.
I mean, not gonna ruin my future, but they had a part.
Girl.
They didn't ruin my future because you can always change your future, but just don't listen to them. Don't let them manipulate you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's something in your life that you never imagined would happen?
I have a child so young. I never imagined it.
I guess. Alright, and that was the last question. Alright. Danke for Diner Zeit. Thank you for your time. Bye.
Bye bye.
Oh, I'm gonna fail.